You're listening to the Multifamily Women Podcast with Carrie Antrim, where we extract the knowledge from executive women in leadership and inspire emerging leaders with our thought leadership platform, offering a new model for personal and professional transformation.
Multifamily Leadership is an events, news, and media platform. It's where multifamily innovation, technology, investments, and leaders converge. As part of our Multifamily Women Summit, we share time with innovative brands as part of our Meet the Sponsors series that showcases those brands that are supporting the platform to advance not only technology and innovation, but the women who are making all of that possible. Hi there, and welcome to the Multifamily Women Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Antrim, and today I'm joined by Sarah Saglum, Senior Vice President at LeaseHawk. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
I'm so glad you're here with me today. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
Really excited, and we're so proud to be a sponsor of this really amazing event.
I love that. So let's start with the LeaseHawk journey. Tell me a little bit about that.
LeaseHawk has been around for 10 years. We started as a telephony company, really with call tracking and lead analysis. We have a CRM and an agent performance solution. And we really evolved into offering more of an AI solution. And about 4 years ago, we built out the first conversational leasing assistant that works on properties to help them capture every leasing opportunity. And then we retooled it and really made it the first omni-channel virtual leasing assistant for the industry about 2 years ago. So it's built on Google AI. We like to say it's the voice of a human with the brain powered by Google AI.
That is really cool. So give us a deeper dive into the voice of a human with AI. Give us a deeper dive into the actual product, into Ace herself, if you will.
Okay. Ace is probably the most conversational, intuitive virtual leasing assistant. So we're unique in that we're omni-channel, and that means we can handle voice, chat, and text. And it offers the same consistent and conversational experience across every channel. So basically, if a prospect reaches out to a property, they call the property isn't available, Ace can pick up and answer over 130 leasing questions and capture guest card information and even schedule appointments for the leasing team. So Ace does all of the pre-qualification work by answering redundant questions that are the most common questions that prospects ask, like, do you have an apartment available? What's your pet policy? Fees and other things about the property that really a conversational leasing assistant can handle, so the teams can focus on higher value activities like giving tours and renewing leases.
So that's really interesting. So who would you say that you're helping?
I would say we're not only helping the on-site teams, because what we're doing is freeing them up to focus on, like I mentioned earlier, those higher value activities and handling all this traffic when they're busy. Because we know from tracking over 111 million calls, recording and analyzing them, we know that most calls come in between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So that's the time usually when the leasing office is its busiest and the teams are taxed with so many calls and visitors. And so Ace is removing that stress from them by making sure I'm going to capture every opportunity. So when you're busy, don't worry, I got your back. I'm going to pre-qualify these prospects and then send you the guest card or appointment without you having to worry you've missed anything. And then I'd say it also is helping the prospects by allowing them to engage on the communication channel of their choice. With just with what happened with COVID, it really, I'd say, fast-paced technology, not only for our industry, but just think day-to-day, everything you do. we're using AI all the time. We're using technology to fill prescriptions, to book airline tickets, to make reservations. It's really permeated every part of our lives. And so we're trained to get our answers quickly, and we're trained to not have to wait to engage with someone. So we're creating a way for prospects to get their questions answered instantly and even be able to schedule an appointment or interact with the property. Even if they're not there, it's the next best thing, because we know most renters, they expect a reply within 24 hours or less. 73% of renters expect a reply within 24 hours or less. And when we say less, it's usually minutes or hours. So they're not going to leave a voicemail. We know 87% of callers will never leave a voicemail. And over half of callers will never call back if they missed the property.
Wow. So if you're thinking about your happy clients, what are they saying as to the challenges that you're helping overcome or the problems you're solving? What are they telling you?
Well, I'll tell you, we've heard a lot, like really front and center right now is staffing issues and filling staffing gaps. And ACE has been a great stopgap for that. A lot of properties are trying to not only find talent, but retain talent. And part of that is making sure you're offering a great work-life balance. So some management companies are closing on Sunday and letting ACE handle all of that traffic, knowing that ACE is going to capture every possible opportunity and qualify any prospective renters for the property. And that gives the leasing team a break, knowing they don't have to work both weekend days, or even reducing, some management companies have reduced their hours, giving the team a break to focus on those higher value activities and also just have more of a balance. And that helps reduce costs as well. By closing one day a week, that's reducing operational expenses and then retooling their leasing strategy.
I would imagine with all this data, you're able to give back to these companies data on call volume and when it's higher and lower and things like that. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah. So another part that makes LeaseHawk and ACE so unique, since we started off as a telephony company, we're tracking, recording, and analyzing all these calls. So we can give them, hey, here's your highest volume times of traffic. So your calls are coming in mostly during these times. Or we can analyze, in addition to that, we can analyze how many of these callers are actual prospects, our prospective renters. So if they're getting a lot of calls from residents, maybe that's a time when they need to advertise a resident number to their specific resident population. So they call that number rather than using their ad source tracking to contact the property. And then we can give them statistics on ACE handled this many calls. These are the guest cards she collected, and here's the appointment she set, and here's the conversion metrics. So it's a lot of data we give them that not only helps them analyze their traffic, but also their ad spend. Am I spending in the right place? And am I getting the volume of prospects that I'm expecting to fill these units?
Yeah, that is really interesting. So switching gears just a little bit, I wanted to know, now, Sarah, you've been involved in the Multifamily Women Summit for a long time, and you've been an integral part. And I love that. I want to know what gets you excited about supporting the Multifamily Women platform and the summit.
Well, as you know, I've been involved. I've known you and Patrick for years. I admire you and respect you guys so much. And I admire the fact that you've created a forum for women to connect in a really meaningful way. Before we even attend, we already know we're going to get something out of it. I'm going to meet people that I've never met. I'm going to form friendships and relationships with people that it's not just about business. It's about being a woman in today's world and trying to make connections because we were virtual for so long. Now everyone longs to, hey, let's hug it out. I haven't seen you in so long and it's great to see you. And know that we're trying to support each other in a way that is, I'd say, very genuine. And it says a lot about you all and what you're trying to do, not only personally, but for the industry. I was thinking about this today, and one thing I think about and I try to reinforce with people that I work with and that I interact with is find your crew. And what does that mean? That means both find your crew personally, like spend time with people that really make a difference in your life and force you to be a better person and be a better contributor. And then for business, find your crew. Who are the people that you want to be mentored by or mentor? And this summit is one of those summits where I feel like that's truly my crew. I can interact with people in a meaningful way and make connections that not only fulfill us on a professional level, but also on a personal level.
Thank you so much. Those are kind words, and I'm so glad that it's had that impact for you. And I couldn't agree more. I love that. Find your crew. I think we should make that a hashtag if it's not one already. Okay. So do you want to leave our audience with any final thoughts, anything you're excited about working on or big plans?
I'm just excited for, I think, what our solutions can do for the industry. And as we pointed out earlier, it's not just about how we can help the property, but it's also about how we can help prospects and consumers. So by offering these solutions, it's not only enhancing the on-site experience, it's enhancing the customer experience on so many levels. I think if people are out there and trying to find solutions that are going to help them maximize their leasing and marketing strategies, just make sure you do your due diligence and think about something that's going to create the best customer experience.
And so if our audience wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so visit leasehawk.com and you can check out ACE Virtual Leasing Assistant. And then you can shoot me an email at sseglom@leasehawk.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Sarah, again, for being here. This has been great. I'm so glad to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for being part of my crew, Carrie.
Yay, I'm part of a crew. I love it. All right, listeners, I sure appreciate you tuning in today. And I'd ask you to please subscribe and share this episode if you know anyone that's building a healthy organization in multifamily. And we will see you in the next show.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Multifamily Women Podcast. To register for the upcoming Multifamily Women Summit, be a guest on this podcast, or join the Women's Leadership Series, visit multifamilywomen.com.